the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Sports Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Have on the line with me right now, Gene from Ohio. Gene, how you doing, man?
All right, how you doing today, Will?
Doing pretty good, man. Doing pretty good. Been a crazy day. NFL free agency, Facebook, Instagram acting up. So, been a crazy day.
Been a crazy 36 hours.
Yeah, I'm still getting, I'm emotionally hurt. Mark Ingram is gone. He's officially a Baltimore Raven. We signed Latavius Murray, but it ain't the same. We'll go over most of the important free agents. I'm not talking about little nickel and dime free agents. I mean the main free agents. And the main free agent I want to go into. Oh, we also going to hit some NBA news tonight as well. Russell Westbrook, Serge Ibaka. We'll wrap it up from there. I want to talk about your team, the Oakland Raiders. You guys picked up two new receivers in Antonio Brown and Tyrell Williams from the Chargers. You guys made out like bandits on that Brown deal.
Yeah, we did. We actually got him pretty inexpensive, and you know he didn't play a whole lot last year, so he ain't too banged up. And I think that it was a move. It wasn't a money move for him. It was him just wanting to change his environment. You know. He was just tired of things up in Pittsburgh, I believe, and then bringing him more to what we're trying to do, because we're really making moves for 2020.
Right.
So we still have a lot of draft picks next year, but we capitalized big time with that pickup. Can we say he's the best receiver in the league?
Best receiver in the league? I don't know. Yeah. That's kind of hard because you got Odell Beckham and you got Julio Jones. Let me bring on Rage. Rage, how you doing, man? Rage, you with me? Rage, you with me? Rage, turn your microphone off mute, man. I think Rage is on mute. Oh, he hung up on me. Rage hung up. How you gonna do that to me, dog? Rage hung up on me.
I still see him on my screen.
You still see him on your screen? Okay. How you gonna disrespect a brother like that? Hold on one second. Hold on one second. Let me see if I can. Now you wanna come back up on my thing. Hold on one second. Okay, there you go. All right, let me see. Yeah, it says he's still here. I don't get that. Oh, well. Let me see. He wanted to talk about the Odell Beckham thing to Cleveland. We'll get into that in a minute. But I think that was a good deal that the Raiders got a third and a fifth. For a receiver his caliber, now I'd like to see them maybe tackle the offensive line.
Well, we did that. You know, we got Trent
Williams,
Trent Brown
mm-hmm.
from New England. So he's got deep playoff experience, Super Bowl experience. He's young. He's big. And I think when I looked at the stats for sacks allowed, I think he was at the top with like three for the year last year. So you can't really – and then the amount of money that we spent on him, I think the totality of the contract was like $66 million. So we did pretty good with that. And I think that's what kind of cut into a bigger free agent thing, like Le'Veon Bell. But I'm kind of thinking now that if it was a chance for them to get Le'Veon, they're gonna stick their antlers out there and see what they could do. But ultimately, I think they had other plans once they acquired the lineman. And then they say, you know what, we got enough money here where we can get probably one more good guy and maybe some lower end free agents, especially with the pickup of the receiver from T. Williams from the Chargers. Mm-hmm. Great pickup.
Oh, yeah.
That guy catch balls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And now let's also talk about the Pittsburgh side of things. I still think Pittsburgh will be fine. I don't know about them winning the division, but I think they'll be fine. I think that you still have Big Ben. You still have Juju Smith-Schuster. You still have James Conner. You still have the best offensive line in the division. And I think, too, that if you go back and watch his Oklahoma days, James Washington was pretty good.
Yeah, I think Pittsburgh's days, they're never all the way out of it, but they lost a lot. And when you in that division right now, I mean, it's actually pretty weak. So it wouldn't surprise me that, the Browns would probably come out on top of that division, just with the weapons that they secured. But it's not a tough division coming into the season. It's probably the weakest it's been in a long time.
Yeah.
And, Baltimore Ravens, with those two acquisitions they pulled in today, but they lost a big one.
Oh, yeah.
And Mosley. Oh, so, yeah. Like I said, that division is down. And it wouldn't surprise me. People in this whole, the Browns, listen, that was a desperation move. And the reason why it's a desperation move, I can't remember in the last 5 years somebody would take on a contract like that after 1 year down.
Yeah.
Big contract to take. So definitely we know the Giants was okay with it.
Right.
Like he's not worth just pain and agony that he's putting us through. And we paid him all this money to make him maybe shut up and just be a professional. And it didn't go that way. So the Browns pick up this slack for star power purposes to get him here. He hasn't played a whole season in 2 years. It's been a total, I think it's like 15 or 16 games over the last 2 years. This guy is a injury-prone prima donna.
Now, let's talk about OBJ and that deal a little bit more. The Giants still got a good haul back for OBJ. First round pick, Jabril Peppers. They also get Jabril Peppers over there, and I think a third round or a fifth round pick. They did a pretty good job for what OBJ is, and I think he goes into a more positive attitude, a more positive place. Landry Jones is there. Once Kareem Hunt comes off suspension, I think those boys might be all. I think those boys that might be. They should be in contention for that division.
Was that the Giants?
No, the Browns. They should be in contention for that division.
What they've added, which is helpful, even though it's still on paper. because there's been so many changes. They changed 9 coaches. The head coach has no coaching experience, the guy that I thought was the glue, which was Greg Williams, he went to the Jets.
Yep.
I thought they should have kept him around. So we're talking about relationships. We know we got star power. We know they got star power. But it still has to be a work of art, because if you look at what they have, I don't know if you can make a playbook for everybody on there. personally, I just think that, you know, they're so desperate. That franchise is just so desperate to bring a winner that they're selling their souls, buddy.
Yeah. It seems like they are. They're trying to bounce back from that winless season they had a couple of years ago. Oh, and the Giants are getting the number 17 pick, a 2019 third rounder, and safety Jabril Peppers. So that's the deal that they're getting for OBJ. From the Giants said, I don't understand what the hell the Giants are doing. You're getting rid of your top performers from last year, and you're still keeping Eli Manning.
Well, you know, that Eli Manning thing, those are one of those guys that's always going to have a place on the team. No matter how old they get, you know what I mean? So it's that lineage, it's that name. But I do think that they're going to make a move in the draft, because they are picking at number 6 right now. So at 6, Ohio State quarterback. Past every mock draft, pretty much that 5, 6, 7 was a lot. So maybe was the most challenging. So if that's still there for him, I think that's what we're actually going to do. This is the quarterback high enough to get picked anyway. Besides, Kyler Murray has been one more. Nobody's talking about that guy. And at the end of the day, release that money. So it really puts him in a position to lose, you know? So I see maybe re-signing a couple guys to have a chance to do that. The Giants to be bad, they got a headache, and they got that money off those books.
Well, I just think that he counts for a lot of money this year, and one of the things that I saw today, I saw a rumor that they may be inquiring about Josh Rosen, and I think that's interesting.
From Arizona.
I'm thinking that might be the perfect fit for. I think that might be the perfect move for the Giants to make.
Yeah, I think it is too, but ultimately, I don't know what they would do with Haskins sitting there, because he can come in and play behind Eli, which would be good for him. But I think Rosen, I think this guy want to suit it up and play.
Yeah.
I think he, you know, he already got a taste of what it is. So,
yep.
To get traded and to get traded and go there and then not be able to play, I don't think he would be too happy with that. That's just my take. I don't really follow him a lot,
right,
or that team pretty much, except for Fitzgerald and a couple of other guys. But we know they wasn't that good this year.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They had some coaching problems, too. They got rid of a bunch of coaches. So we'll see with that. But like I said, the Giants are putting themselves in position to possibly win 6 or 7 games.
Now, let's move over to the other side of New York. We got Le'Veon Bell signing with the New York Jets. He looks to make more guaranteed money than he did with the Steelers, but the overall contract is less. Do you think Le'Veon lost this deal?
Yeah, he lost the deal, because for him to sit out for a year and you sitting out because you want more money, That's all was about, and to, you know, negate the franchise tag coming from the Pittsburgh Steelers, but ultimately they still offered you the most money. We don't know exactly how much the Colts.
Rage. What's up, man?
Hello.
What's up?
What's
man?
Up? Not much.
You hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We had Gene. We lost Gene. So now I bring on Rage. How you doing this week, man?
Oh, I'm fantastic. Considering the fact that the Giants got. I'm great.
Oh, yeah, man. Me and Gene was just talking.
Oh, man.
Me and Gene was just talking about OBJ. And what that means for both teams. I really think that he moves into a really good situation.
I agree. In terms of the Giants, I mean, right now it's clear to me that they're looking to tear it down and build back up again, or at least that's what I think the GM is doing. They need to get a quarterback in the worst way possible.
Oh yeah.
Because if they don't, I guarantee you, this team, even with Saquon, is finishing 0-16.
Agreed.
I guarantee.
That team. What's your best receiver now? Sterling Shepard is your best receiver, unless you do something in the draft.
Exactly. And God, the Cleveland Browns are just so. I mean, on paper they're stacked.
Yes.
See them. I mean, again, this is probably going to be more of an experimental year. Because of all the pieces that they got back, but if they gel well together, I could see them going to the AFC Championship.
Well, they should at least contend for that division, at least.
I mean, honestly, you got to look at it. I mean. The Steelers, their window is closed. I mean, their defense is terrible. They don't have a good offensive line. I mean, yes, they have Juju Smith-Schuster and they have James Conner, but they are not Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. They don't have Ben is going to keep getting beat up. He's already beat up now. And I mean, he's already on the decline. So, They're not gonna be great. And then you look at Baltimore, they just lost Terrell Suggs. Their defense is really they don't have that same Baltimore hard nosed defense that they're used to having. They have Lamar Jackson, but they don't have any wideouts, they don't have a good running back, they don't have it either. And then you can't trust Cincinnati. So, they're winning the division, and if you look outside of the division, they're gonna have to get through Indy, Houston, Kansas City, the Chargers. I see Jacksonville finding themselves in it with Nick Foles as under center. Patriots are always gonna be in, are gonna always be in it, but I mean, the Browns, on paper, they have the best offense in football.
Now you do realize they won't have Kareem Hunt for at least 8 games.
Yeah, but they'll still be fine.
They still have.
They'll still be fine.
Yeah. They still have Nick Chubb, so they still should be in a good place. What did you think about Antonio Brown over to the Oakland Raiders?
Oh my God, Antonio Brown, yo, I'm all for players getting the most that they can, because in the NFL, the owners, the GMs, they nitpick and they find any reason that they could possibly find to lowball you. But for Antonio Brown to also, with the power of social media, was able to get everything he wanted out of that trade was phenomenal. The Steelers really got fucked up, down, left, and sideways. they got fucked.
They really did.
Like I can't think. Like, Antonio Brown, he set a precedent, and I'll also say the same for Le'Veon Bell. The players need some power in there. That's what makes the NBA players so powerful, is they really can determine where they want to go. Now, people will complain that, you know, they're tired of the super teams, but that's something that we just gonna have to deal with, because, you know, like, the players, they have the power, they have the control, and that the NBA owners and even the commissioner, they see them as their equal, as businessmen.
Right.
It's not the same with the NBA.
Ray, you there?
Oh.
Okay, there you go. Okay, I got you. One second. There we go. Let me do this. Okay, everybody there?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, you're fine. Gene, you there?
Yeah.
Gene, you there?
Yes.
Okay, Gene, and we got, oh, perfect. Everything worked perfect. All right. Now, Rachel's just giving us a quick recap, Gene, over Antonio Brown. And he said it so funny.
The Steelers got fucked. Like, how can you can't describe it any other way possible. Antonio Brown thoroughly screwed the Steelers, because all the Steelers got for them was, what, a third and a fifth?
Yeah. Now, let me tell you about Gene. Let me tell you about Gene, because you really haven't been on the line with Gene all that much. Gene is a Raiders fan.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
He took that thank you quick. I'm still
tough year last year, but just been the greatest 48 hours of my life.
Now,
I'll say this. We'll go ahead.
I was about to say, I still think the Steelers will be okay, but I don't think they'll win that division.
That's an 8-8 team at best, man.
That's what exactly.
Yeah.
Cool. Lost a lot. They lost the impact players.
Like, all the Cleveland Browns need to do, what they need to do is focus solely on defense. They need to draft some, thug motherfuckers on defense.
Well, so, they need to, and that's a good point, too, because they need to replace Jabril Peppers. Because even though he struggled his rookie season, he played pretty good. Like, he played, you know, toward the end of last year, he played pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought he played out. They had him playing out of position.
Think so?
In Michigan, he played more close to the line of scrimmage, and then, you know, they had him on punt returns and kick returns. That wasn't his area of expertise.
That's true.
I'll say this with the Raiders: it is still, it is still, it remains to be seen what they do after the, because again, y'all gave away Khalil Mack, and I don't know what they can do to replace such a generational player like him. I mean, John Gruden better have a plan. I mean, Antonio Brown is a good step forward, but
just Antonio Brown. If you got to look at, it's called, it's a body of work, and if you look over the last 3 weeks of the season to now, it's all starting to come together, you know. And when you look at what we established in free agency, we established two receivers that are dynamic.
Yep.
This Tyreek Williams from the Chargers. You look at his stats. The boy can catch balls. You look at, he's big. He's big enough. Takes pressure off Antonio Brown. You got Jordy Nelson there. They're going to make a pitch back for Doug Martin to come back, the running back. You also have, now Cook, I think Cook might be out the door because of this pickup that we, Williams that we got. But if you look at the dynamic, and then we get one of the best offensive linemen in the league. He just played in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
He just took care of Tom Brady.
Yeah, Trey, what's his face? Trey Flowers.
Trent
Brown. Yeah, you're welcome.
Trent Brown.
Oh, Trent Brown, yeah. Still, you're welcome.
Yeah, we did pretty good. We did pretty damn good. And we still have our 3 first-round draft picks.
Yep.
And we managed to, once we stayed away from the Le'Veon Bell sweepstakes, we managed to actually save some money, because that would have actually really hurt us getting him, because we would have poured everything into him. And that's how we was able to pick up that Tyreek Williams.
Tyrell Williams.
And we still have – we got to re-sign Carl Joseph on defense. We just re-signed Harris, Gerrion Conley. So we got some things brewing. This team is definitely, in a year's time, this team can go 8-8. This team can go 8-8, maybe 9 games.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't gonna disagree with what you're saying. To me, it's all about, you know.
I can't see
how do you build upon it?
I can't see the Raiders getting wins against
it's all on paper. Listen, this thing, because these are the two most talked about teams right now. Free agency is the Raiders and the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
We are the two most talked about teams. The Browns. And I'm sitting here watching Total Access, and Joe Thomas, he's got David Njoku on here, and he said, you know what? He asked him. He said, man, you guys got a lot of weapons. How in the hell are you going to distribute this ball around? You know, he said, well, and Njoku comes back and says, well, we got some things. What we're going to do? I guess they're supposedly somewhere. I think they're out in Vegas now, or somewhere they're out. And I guess they're all together. This is what Njoku's saying. And they're, you know, working on timing, working on some things or whatnot or what have you. Here's my deal. You did great. But here's the downside to the Cleveland Browns. They're too damn desperate.
They have to. I don't. How can you blame them, though? A decade without making the playoffs?
It's been a long time since the playoffs, but it's been 20 years, and you just figured out you need star power?
Good point.
What to say about this franchise, you don't end the season winning 7 games, and you single-handedly dismantle your whole coaching staff. And then
I don't know about that.
You let the glue guy Greg Williams go to the Jets.
Right.
He was the glue guy.
Right. Yep.
And then you bring Freddie Kitchens in, who has no head coaching experience. Has always been he's been a coordinator. He's been under a coordinator his whole damn career.
Yep.
And his main objective is Baker Mayfield. He don't give a damn about nobody else on that team. And he come in with
he came in with this macho press conference talking about, you guys are satisfied with 7 wins? You know, dude, you've only been a coordinator for 3 games. What the hell?
Exactly.
So Cleveland, so the fans are buying into this whole desperate, and then you pick up a contract. That dude's contract is $77 million. Hot dogs just went up $10.
Oh, yeah.
You said that on Facebook.
Listen, I'm from Northeast Ohio. I've been to Browns games. You know, they give them away for a dollar. You know,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden, valet is $3.50. I mean, dude,
I can't stand that.
Yes, this thing has
good. Team gets good, then you want to raise the prices of concessions at the the place. That shit makes me sick.
Dude, it's pathetic to what they're about to do, man. They're so desperate that they're selling their souls to the damn devil.
How are you selling your souls to the devil exactly? Look, here's my thing. I think, to me, the desperation is completely justified. You've found your quarterback. But to me, it's like you haven't been to the playoffs in, 10 fucking years? But, so it's like you got to do something. And I actually, I could agree with you that, you know, it's the fact that it took them this long to figure out that you need star power on your team, I can agree with that. But it's like that. It's like, how long are you going to stay? Because something's got to give
in the cellar. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
What do you think about? Okay, here's this. They're putting so much on riding on this Baker Mayfield. They don't have a backup quarterback.
That's true too.
Tyrod just left and signed with freaking the Chargers.
And I think I understand what
they don't have a backup plan. I'm telling you, this thing is going to implode on them so bad.
I mean, look.
And I think I get what Gene is.
I know a name. I have a name out there.
Don't you do it for Cleveland. Don't you do it. It's going to be one of two people
for you. No, I'm not talking about that guy. No.
It's one of two people for you.
Come on.
No, because Will was going to think that I was about to say Tim Tebow.
No. It's one or two people.
Oh, not fucking Son Collins. The dude don't have a job right now. Get him.
It's either
Tebow. Even though he just got paid. I'm just going to put a number on it. That dude probably got paid about a good 80 to 100 million. So, he don't have a job right now. Sign him. He could be backup.
I don't think that's going to happen. But I do understand where I do understand where Gene is coming from, because Gene is saying they're not doing it.
They don't have a backup plan.
Right.
They don't have a backup plan. This guy's going to come in, and he's going to wrap their offense around Baker Mayfield. And if this guy gets hurt, they are done.
I mean, I don't think he's going to get hurt, though. I think he's going to be under some good protection. I mean, and even still, like, I really want to know who they're going to play. I'd like to know their schedule. Like I said, I believe in them. I believe in the Browns enough to think that they can at least get to, you know, to a divisional, the divisional round, or to an AFC title game.
This year.
I would say this year. Yeah.
Are you just saying that?
I'm not gonna totally jump in and say Super Bowl Cleveland Browns. No, that all depends on how well this team clicks. If they click early on, like I said, I think on paper they got enough talent to get to at least the divisional round.
Definitely on paper they are stacked.
Yep.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. Kareem Hunt. Duke, they got an opportunity to keep Duke Johnson. Got Nick Chubb back there. Mm-hmm. You got Jarvis Landry. Mm-hmm. You got Njoku. Mm-hmm. You got a plethora of weapons on offense. And I think Joe Thomas, being the Cleveland guy that he was, this guy knows some of those players that are still there.
I'll say this, and even if they don't get anywhere, even if they don't, you know, even if they have like an early exit out of the playoffs, like I said,
Cleveland is now a free agent. Is now a free agent destination. They're gonna at least have enough star power, enough cachet for free agents to consider going to Cleveland.
And let's not forget the defense too. You still got your Miles Garrett of the world. Olivier Vernon's over there now, so they have a strong defense as well.
How about Ndamukong Suh goes to Cleveland? How about that?
It could happen.
It could. Now, you can make a case he played out. I think he played out of position last year. He did really good in the playoffs in the Super Bowl, but he played out of position most of that time last year. So if he goes, So if he goes to Cleveland, he'll be back at his natural position. I want to jump on Le'Veon Bell real quick. Le'Veon Bell signs a deal with the New York Jets. Me and Gene were talking about that earlier. Rage, what do you think about that deal?
Yeah, I don't like it. I honestly don't like it. I mean, the Jets to me are they have Darnold. That seems like. I don't see they'll be competitive in the AFC East. I don't trust their coach. They'll at least be competitive. I would rather Le'Veon Bell go to somewhere like an Indianapolis. I think he would be he would fit very well in Indianapolis with Andrew Luck. I would even say they would get to a Super Bowl with Le'Veon Bell in Indianapolis.
Wow.
But in the AFC East, I mean, with the Jets, the Jets are never going to get out of their own way, and that's why I think it's a bad deal. Like I don't know if he was certainly in this for the money. That's why he sat out the whole season. But I don't think he's going to really progress anywhere. I think he's going to have a lot of workload on him, being that he's going to be like the number one option on that team. So he's going to have a heavy workload as the member of the Jets.
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon?
Yeah, Le'Veon Bell. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that, because you coming into a situation with a new head coach, Adam Gase, which he's out of Miami. He completely destroyed that organization.
He did.
Yeah. Those guys were wanting to get.
It's still to me the laziest coach hire, I think, in the last 5 years of the NFL. Like, that is a very lazy hire, man.
Yeah, that was a horrible, and I know I'm with you on that lazy part. It was just like one of those things, like, all right, is he there? Get him, you know?
Right.
Because I really thought that they were going to get Green Bay's head coach.
Yeah, Mike McCarthy, absolutely. I would have absolutely thrown Mike McCarthy in New York. Why not? Why not?
My question: My question, why didn't he suffice in Cleveland?
Oh, Mike McCarthy?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I mean, that's why hasn't any of these coaches that don't have jobs signed with Cleveland? Why not?
I'm trying to figure out.
Why does it have to be Freddie fucking Kitchens? For what?
You get it, Rage. You understand it. This is the guy that they entrusted to lead this fucking team. And this guy doesn't have he looks like he goes fucking rabbit hunting. I don't know. This guy doesn't.
I'm all for new faces at head coach, but it's like, if they don't have like put it this way, Matt Patricia deserves to be a head coach somewhere. He deserves to be the head coach of the Detroit Lions. He's proven. The man has won. The man has what? I want to say he has like three. He has three Super Bowl titles to his name. Actually, no. He has three of them. Yeah, he does have three. He has three Super Bowl titles to his name, and he's well proven as a defensive coordinator. So he has. I think he definitely deserves. deserves to be a head coach somewhere. Even my offensive coordinator Josh McCarthy, he would be a fantastic head coach somewhere.
Josh McDaniel.
I can think of many others, but it's like if they don't like because they have that cachet, they have you know they have that proven you know that record. You know what I mean? Like what does Freddie Kitchens have that warrants him being a head coach? Like, why do people who obviously don't deserve a job get a job? Like, that's ass backwards to me. Like, it really is. Like, you don't see that outside of, like, if I wasn't qualified to be a fucking police officer, I wouldn't be a police officer. But why is it in, like, why is it in sports people who don't have the qualification to get a job, have a job?
Get the job.
Ooh, this guy's experience before he was at Cleveland being a because he was really considered the associate head coach and running backs coach. And, you know, when they throw that old associate head coach, that's a bitch better bring me my coffee. You know.
No, he's one of those.
He was one of those. And he was in the war room every week around the playbook, obviously. And that's okay. But before that, he was a running backs coach for the Cardinals, quarterbacks coach for the Cardinals, tight ends coach for the Cardinals, tight end coach for the Cowboys. This guy was never more than, you think we should run that route? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's all he was.
I think that
whole Freddie Kitchens hype cheap move is what it was, because I think that this guy Greg Williams was the glue guy. The guys like him, man. Yeah. They really like this guy. Yeah. This guy believes in guys, and he's the one that brung that together. This guy is one of those guys. He's going to spearhead this whole Baker Mayfield thing, and he's going to piss guys off. And the last thing you want to do is piss that old prima donna, Odell Beckham, off. He'll leave in the middle of a game. He'll leave right out of the huddle. It's been proven.
I don't think he's going to be a prima donna in Cleveland. I think his problem was that he was just surrounded by a lot of distractions. I think the fact that you're in such a bumfuck city like Cleveland, I think you're gonna, he'll be fine. I've always said it. He needs to do it in the playoffs. Basically, I mean, the Giants signed him to that goddamn $95 million contract.
We didn't sign him to trade him, right?
Yeah. He only played 16 games in 2 years. I mean, this guy's injury prone.
Well, we'll see how everything
16 games in 2 years. They give him over $100 million or whatever it was, $90 million, whatever it was. And Cleveland says, yeah, bring that contract over here. This is going to be some of the most disappointing.
You know who's not a prima donna? A prima donna wide who's receiver? That? You know who's not a prima donna wide receiver?
Who?
Who's that?
Julian Edelman.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
Oh, he's a blue collar guy.
Mm-hmm.
Go to work.
Yeah.
Do what you do.
But people don't want to say that man is at least. Look, I'm going to stick with this, and I'm going to take this until my grave. What? Julian Edelman is to me the best wide receiver in football. He's the best. And he's laughing, and he's over here laughing.
Oh,
but the
goodness.
Man is clutch, and the man has three rings.
Oh, my goodness. Look,
he must be doing something right.
Look, dude. He's not better than Julio. He's not better than AV. He's not better than Denard Hopkins. He's not better than your top
Julio,
guys.
Injury prone Antonio he's Brown hasn't done guys. It in the playoffs. Odell Beckham Jr. Never been to the playoffs.
How the hell he the best ever and he ain't had a 1,000-yard season?
Yeah, but he has three rings to his name.
Julian Edelman.
And a Super Bowl MVP to his name.
Is that Antonio Brown?
Julian Edelman.
Yes, Julian Edelman.
That man had $1,000.
Odell Beckham. Odell Beckham ain't never been to the damn playoffs.
Exactly.
Or no,
You laugh over there. You laugh, William. But at least Julian Edelman got it done. He's got it done.
So you mean to tell me if you could pick any receiver?
Yes, I'm taking Edelman over Brown and Julio Jones.
Hold on.
Fuck right I am.
So you mean to tell over Julio, Hopkins, Brown, come on, man. Really?
Yes, name them all. Name them all, and I'm still taking Edelman.
Michael Thomas.
That man has clutch genes. Can't deny that. Why are you laughing? You can't deny the man is clutch, yo.
I know you didn't go there.
He is clutch. He is clutch.
I take it back. The man has only had 2,000 yard seasons. Had 1,000 yard seasons.
I don't care how. Didn't I just say the man gets it done when you need it to get done?
And 1,000 yard season in 2016.
The man gets it done when you need it to get done. Where you can't say the same for Brown or Beckham. And they're more. And they're higher paid. They have more. They're higher paid than Edelman.
I'm trying to figure out.
That okay. Dude doesn't bitch and moan.
The man got 499 receptions. This is of last year. Last season. 499 receptions for 5,390 yards. The man got 30 total touchdowns. Now, he does have 2,593 return yards and 4 return touchdowns.
I'm sorry. Did you watch Super Bowl 51?
Dude.
Did you watch Super Bowl 51?
All he did was catch the ball and run around like a ping pong man.
And 53?
Gene, talk some Gene.
You know, when he makes catches that wins games?
Gene, talk some sense.
You know, impossible catches?
Gene, talk some sense.
You know, those?
Gene, talk some
sense. Man has Michael Jordan. The man has Jordan clutch genes, dude.
Gene, talk some sense in him for me, please. Are you there, Gene?
I don't know what to. I really don't know what to say.
He's stupid.
Then watch when he wins us a seventh ring, and then y'all are gonna be kissing to my ass. Watch.
Oh my god.
I don't appreciate y'all disrespecting Julian Edelman like this, though. I don't like it. Like, I really don't. Y'all over here praising Antonio Brown. And the man had to bitch and moan on Twitter to get his ass out of fucking Pittsburgh because he didn't want to play with Ben Roethlisberger anymore. And during his time at Pittsburgh, he hasn't even reached a Super Bowl.
I'm just talking.
And then look at. And then look at. And then look at. And then look at. Look at coke snorting, boat riding before a playoff game at Odell Beckham.
I'm just talking.
Y'all call him. He's a generational. Wise. He is a generational wide receiver that has wise. Not even touched a playoff game yet.
I'm just talking stats wise because it seemed to me you could take Cole Beasley, who just signed with Buffalo, and put him in Julian Edelman's role, and he'll be just as good.
Oh, that's how good Brady is. But then y'all still talk shit about Brady. And the man just happened to have won his sixth Super Bowl ring last month.
Anyhow, I want to go ahead and wrap up the NFL talk real quick. We come up to the 12 o'clock hour. I want to go to the NBA real quick. I want to talk about the Russell Westbrook situation that happened. Had a racial slur from a Utah Jazz fan thrown at him. He talked back saying he'll F up the dude and the guy's wife. The Jazz investigated, and they came to find out that the dude was guilty of what he was accused of. He's been banned. Russell's been fined $25,000, but...
Which I don't like. I don't like that.
I don't like that. I don't like that either. But you guys...
Honestly, 25 to me seems... 25 to me seems steep because of the fact that he was the one being antagonized. It's not like it's not a thing where Antonio Brown saw this white guy in the stands and go, "I'm gonna fuck you up, cracker. I'm gonna beat you." No, this guy in the fan in this in the fucking stands who yes, paying customer, was throwing fucking racial epithets at Russell Westbrook, and yes, he did say he would fuck his wife up, which I don't condone. She was caught in the crossfire. She was just caught in the crossfire. But it's like, what is Russell to do in that situation? Like, Russ is not going to be somebody that holds his tongue back, and he's not going to lie about the fact that the dude used racial epithets against him.
Gene, what do you think about it?
I don't know how much of a professional you can be. I think that when you're sitting on the sidelines, I'm sure you guys been to professional games. Yes. And anytime you're sitting down on the floor, there's usually, especially around the players' benches, it's like the Hollywood seats. Those are the seats like right next to the benches. And then when you go off on the corners, and this guy was obviously in a box seat or something, usually there's security like right there. And they're like, hey, cool it, dude. Shut the hell up, you know, or we're going to kick your ass. You know, I don't know if this is during – I don't know what. How this happened. And for them not to see him on the sidelines and what he was saying.
Right.
So I don't know if it's just the times that we're in now where they can just get this shit off. But that should have been taken care of by security,
right,
or personnel that was there. It shouldn't even have got to that. And for that's why the league looking at it like, well, we really can't.
They're worried about another malice in the palace. Yes. That's what they're worried about.
Yes.
Yeah, they was worrying about like civil liberties. Like if we do something to him, that, you know, that's kind of stepping on somebody's civil liberties of protecting their, you know, their heritage and their race. Or and they didn't want to get. They ain't going into that. We ain't doing the damn kneeling, and for the no, we're not doing it, and they're not going to let anything like that happen. They're trying to stay so far away from that stuff,
right?
And to ban this guy out of I don't know if he's just banned from the Clippers or is he banned from this from any event.
He's banned from the Jazz game.
Banned from the Utah Jazz games, and I think anything that goes on in that arena as well.
Yeah, but he has a case. Because the Westbrook is not going to be at those games.
Yeah,
that's a good point. That's a good point.
I'm gonna just say it. White people are getting really, really bold at sporting events.
But I think the reason. Mm-hmm. I think the reason the Jazz did it though, despite that good point, Gene. I think the reason why the Jazz did it because they want to distance themselves from that type of person or that type of fan. A heckler makes a sporting event terrible. And when you have, you know, like I think it was Tyreek Hill during the season had people throw beer at him. And look, you're a fan. You don't have a right to do that. You don't have a right to say racial slurs. Now, the white man's watchdog, Jason Whitlock, says that sure. Russell needs to have thin skin. Look, I'm the type of person... I look at what MJ did back in the day. MJ just went in there, and you know they were talking trash because the Utah Jazz fans have been terrible for years. And MJ just went in there, lit up the scoreboard, and won two titles off of them. But I get why Russell did what he did.
Let me tell you something. This is why I can't stand Jason Whitlock. Like, he needs to have thin skin. Okay. So let's say Jason Whitlock was walking up the street, and a couple of guys called him a fat fucking Uncle Tom. You telling me that professional that he would just? You telling me that he wouldn't throw professionalism out of the door to confront them? Like thin skin. Look to me. You know what? Sometimes you should have thin skin, but sometimes thin skin just gets tossed aside for situations that call upon it. That's just how I see it.
Let me see. I got somebody else here who may be wind down, but I don't think I can get him because he's not coming up on my DM. Let me see. Gene, anything else you want to say to elaborate on the Russell Westbrook issue?
Russ need to get the hell up out of Oklahoma City. Yeah, you do.
Can we just move the Jazz? Can we do that?
Yes, we do. Can we just move the Jazz or the Grizzlies to Seattle?
What's it about that, Gene? Can we just move the Jazz?
I mean, yeah, you can move them like they're moving the Raiders.
Like I said, I'm on record saying this. I don't appreciate the Raiders being moved to Vegas. I would have rather them go to Los Angeles than Vegas. I would have put...
They're giving them a whole lot of money to move.
Before the Browns got good, back before the Browns got good, I would have been like, why don't you just give Vegas the Browns, right? But, look, why can't they just do an expansion team? When was the last time you saw the NFL just have an expansion team?
Well, probably the newest team is probably what, the Jaguars or one of those teams?
I think they should just have an expansion team. I think that's what a lot of these sports leagues need to do. They need to take some notes from the NHL. They didn't move a team. They didn't move a team to Vegas. They built a team in Vegas.
Yep.
You said they built a what? A team.
Yeah, that's what they did. They had an expansion draft about a couple of years ago, right?
You talking about NHL?
Yeah, yeah. The Vegas Golden Knights.
Okay.
They built that. They had an expansion draft. And then a year, and then in that same year, that team just happened to get to the Stanley Cup Finals. They didn't win it, but that team was good enough to get to a Stanley Cup Final.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that you shouldn't. They shouldn't. No, these leagues shouldn't totally be opposed to just, you know, expansion drafts.
Yeah. This is true.
Yeah.
Well, anything else sticks out for you guys? NFL free agency or anything sticks out in the NBA right now?
I got a rant. Fuck James Dolan. Because I don't know who the hell he thinks he is. Because this dude here is, yo, James Dolan has to be not only the worst owner in sports, but I think the worst owner in sports history.
Damn.
Because this dude... This dude, look, here's the difference between the fan in Utah and the fan in New York. All the fan in New York did was say, sell the team.
Right.
It ain't like he said, motherfucker, you better sell the team. He just says, sell the team, which James Dolan should do, is sell the team. Not only should he sell the New York Knicks, sell the New York Rangers too, because you haven't...
He owns both.
Yeah, sell the New York Rangers too, because under your tutelage, they only have one Stanley Cup win. They only have one Stanley Cup title to their name in '94. He sucks as an owner, so he's got a problem with a dude telling him to sell the team. And James Dolan, this is how bold he is. He was monitoring that same fan. So you're telling me that you got cameras all over Madison Square Garden monitoring fans, and you just happened to catch this, and you were investigating this one fan who probably was, maybe he was sitting somewhere else. But what the hell does it matter if he came over to where you were and told you to sell the goddamn team? So what? Sell the team. Sell both of them. He sucks. I hate James Dolan. Like, you don't understand. You don't understand how much I hate James Dolan.
So you hate James. You hate Dolan. Gene hates the Cleveland coach. Dr. Doom, are you on?
And I hate LeBron James.
I don't hate LeBron James, the philanthropist, or the executive producer. I hate LeBron James, the basketball player.
Nah, I hate everything that is, that breathes, that winks.
Gene,
that throws powder in the air.
Hey, I fuck with that show, The Shop, yo.
That's 3 and 6.
Gene,
I watch the show. And I'll be watching Million Dollar Mile. That shit looks a little. That shit looks interesting.
Oh, that's the only reason he went to L.A. Man, LeBron ain't worried about.
I know that's why. I know that's the only reason he went to L.A. Look, I think it's safe to say the Lakers aren't making the playoffs, right?
No, they're already out.
Gene, how many games?
Let me just say this: him not making the playoffs proves everything I've ever thought about LeBron James, the basketball player. In the East, he is king. In the West, he is shit.
Gene,
because that man, LeBron James has drugged. Twice when he was in Cleveland, he dragged bum ass teams to the NBA Finals.
He shouldn't twice have won last year. The last 2 years, who got screwed last year? Indiana got screwed by the refs.
We can all agree that if Draymond Green had not gotten suspended, the fucking Warriors would have been three-time NBA champions.
Hey, y'all.
But that's neither here. Hmm?
Hey, Gene, how many more games the Lakers got left, Gene?
I think they all had about, 12 games, 14 games, something like that?
Somewhere in there. Okay. So the Lakers got to go on one hell of a winning streak to make the playoffs. Hey, Golden State just beat the Rockets without KD, though.
Yeah. Oh, man, Boogie Cousins is giving it to him. Maybe that's why I was like, what's going on, man? I'm waiting on 11 o'clock, but this game was getting gooder and gooder.
Better and better, yeah.
Maybe I need to watch that. Maybe I need to watch the Rockets and the Warriors.
Well,
is this game on?
Nah, it just went off, man. Golden State beat them. But James Harden played like goddamn trash, man. He's trash anyway.
This is what I'm talking. James Harden is so overrated. He's like Peyton Manning. He's good in the regular season, but then when he gets to the postseason, he chokes.
He's not good. Period. Now let me tell you, this is not choking, man. In playoffs, they don't call these BS fouls. This dude went 10 for 23, 2 for 12 from 3-point.
And that guy's supposed to be leading in the MVP race. I'm telling y'all right now, if I'm voting for MVP, I'm giving it to Giannis.
Who are you giving it to,
Gene? He had 9 free throw attempts. He made 7. Dude, that dude played, like I said, man, he played like garbage tonight, dog.
He's inconsistent. I don't know how is he.
He just dribble, like how they say on NBA TV. NBA and TNT, dribble, step back 3.
That guy, he's so overrated, man.
Let me get Gene's pick for MVP. Who's your pick for MVP, Gene, this season?
Giannis?
Okay.
But that's what, I'll go back to what happened at the, when Stephen A. Smith left the cat out the bag earlier this year, that what they did was we're just going to put who we want into the name of MVP, and we talk about them the whole year instead of letting guys play. Because Paul George has been playing MVP-like numbers.
I will agree with you on that.
Kevin Durant's playing MVP-like numbers. Steph Curry, you got two guys on the same team that's putting up numbers.
I'll say this, though. I think Oklahoma City would be the same without Paul George. Mm. That's just my opinion. I think they would be just the same without Paul George. Giannis to me has been he's been stellar all season long. Like without Giannis, the Bucks are nothing, absolutely nothing. That's how much to me Giannis is a difference maker.
But let's see who's leading in the damn East. I mean, we're talking about that. Let's see,
the Raptors, right?
Man, the Raptors, nah, the Bucks, but the Raptors got blown out. Let me check it, the schedule. It was a couple days ago.
By the way, I'm not liking how Boston.
Tuesday. When's the last time? Because Toronto lost. Was it Tuesday or Saturday?
I'm really not liking how Boston's looking. I had Boston going to the NBA final.
Oh yeah, Cleveland beat Toronto, man.
That's terrible, man.
Monday.
I mean, yeah, but you're entitled to a bad loss. There are times when you have bad losses. Like, people make a big deal out of the Warriors losing to the Suns. Look, there are times when you just phone it in.
Yeah.
Throughout the season, it happens. So it's like Cleveland is it's a bad loss. But again, those phone it in losses throughout the season.
But Phoenix is playing real tough. I mean, I don't know what happened, but.
Phoenix shouldn't be. How about Phoenix stop? Actually, no. You go right ahead and you win. Right, you go right ahead and you give me and the New York Knicks that number one pick. I'll be fine with that. Go right on.
Man, New York's taking an L. That's what's gonna happen.
And this is what thoroughly pisses me off. You think any fucking top flight free agent is gonna sign with the Knicks while James Dolan is owner?
That's my point. That's my point. How are you going to get a KD?
That's what I'm talking about. Nobody has the patience for James Dolan.
That's my point.
No.
Yeah, what he did to that fan was messed up.
Hell yeah, it was. Hell yeah.
So let me go around the room. Let me go around the room real quick. Who's everybody's NBA championship game? Championship final.
I got to see how this stuff play out, man.
Of course I got the Warriors representing the West and the East. I'm looking at either the Raptors or the Celtics, but I'm gonna still hold out hope that the Celtics can get their shit together.
Gene?
But it's not looking good. But I'm gonna still hold out hope. I think it's gonna be Boston and Golden State.
Gene, who you going with, man? Gene, are you there?
Yeah, Gene bounced. Yeah, Gene had to bounce.
Okay, cool. He didn't say anything in the thing. All right, cool.
So what I missed so far?
We just talked about some NBA free agency and the NBA.
We talked about that.
Let me ask y'all a question. Jeff Van Gundy threw out that in order to make the Lakers good, that Magic Johnson should consider putting LeBron on the trading block. Is that something you would do?
Yeah, LeBron messed that team up.
Now, bro, you're a LeBron hater. No. So take your LeBron hater hat off and really answer that question objectively.
I am being objective. When LeBron's people came up and said that we're going to trade everybody for damn Anthony Davis, that killed all momentum for the damn Lakers. Who would want to play with LeBron after that?
I agree. Yeah. All the problems with the Lakers now are solely LeBron's fault. I agree. Yeah.
He's trying to get the coach fired. You have Kyle Kuzma push him into defensive assignment because he didn't want to switch off on the switch. This ain't hating on LeBron. He's supposed to be the leader of the team's Rajon Rondo. That's his team, not LeBron.
I can agree with that, too.
So it's not no hate. I mean,
Let me tell you something.
I could channel my hate and give you an actual thorough.
The last person I want to see coaching the Los Angeles Lakers is Tyronn Lue.
He's supposed to be getting a job.
Is he?
Yeah, he's supposed to be getting
That's the last person I want to see.
Next thing you know, damn J.R. Smith coming.
That's exactly what's going to happen. Once you start getting Tyronn Lue in there, then that's when all the dominoes start to fall, and then you're getting all of LeBron's crew up in there. No, man. Hell no. But while I will agree, here's what I will agree with. Actually, no. I was going to say, a lot of them I would put up on the trading block for Anthony Davis. Mostly Lonzo Ball, because I don't think Lonzo is gonna
He played through the season. Let me bring up a stat. See, with everybody, let's see the Lakers.
I think that's a headache. I think that's a headache that's gonna just get.
When was the last time LeVar Ball was saying something? Nothing. He's been quiet.
He has been quiet. I'll agree with you. because he's been running his JBA.
Their second best player is JaVale McGee. That's a damn shame. But JaVale McGee is ball. Dude, when you sit back, yo, he's scoring like 21 points per game, dog. don't hate on JaVale McGee, man. I wish he was back on the Warriors.
Fuck with JaVale McGee. That's ugh.
Hey.
I still have beef with JaVale McGee because he acts like he can't laugh at himself because he was a subject on Shaggin' a Fool so much. Fuck him.
That was getting a little too personal, man.
So what?
All right.
You're telling, let me look. If you can't laugh at yourself at the fact that how much you fuck up, that means you have thin skin. That's the definition of thin skin right there.
Shaq was getting overboard with it, dog.
Oh, my God. Lord.
Speaking of thin skin, Russell Westbrook got
Let me tell you something. LeBron has been on Shaq and the Fool plenty of times. Okay. You don't hear... And he's supposedly the best player in the game. You don't hear him bitching about being on Shaq and the Fool.
Hey, you got people like Nick Wright and everybody else on FS1 that sucks LeBron's nuts every time he does so. Yeah. Does JaVale McGee got anybody in the media to defend him? Thank you.
No.
He doesn't have a platform. He does got two championship rings, though. So, hey, you can hate on the man he wants. He's a champion. Two times.
Yeah, well.
But again.
He's got to take a seat now because Boogie Cousins is...
Nah, man, they let him left. They were trying to re-sign him. I would rather have him. They should have kept McGee.
I would have rather Boogie. Boogie is gelling so well with the Warriors, yo. And it's so, I'm telling you, he's going to win him a title. And then people are going to, all these teams are going to start lining up to sign fucking Boogie Cousins. And I hope he says fuck you to all of them and stays in Golden State.
Nah, man, they could have kept down McGee. And when the old boy left, who the hell was the dude that left? Patrick McCall, dumbass. He should, you know, they should have kept him, got rid of Patrick McCall. But McGee signed, I forgot what deal he signed for the Lakers, man. They gave him some money, man.
But real quick.
They better do something.
But real quick, while we got Doom on Doom, do you have anything you want to say about any of the NFL free agent signings? Antonio Brown, OBJ.
As everybody else in the NFC East, I'm glad to see Odell Beckham Jr. take his bags and get the hell up out of there because we just got tired of
he's a Dallas in the East.
No, I'm talking about Washington too, man.
Washington ain't doing shit. I was just talking to people at work about this. What the fuck is Washington going to do? Alex Smith is not going to be there this upcoming season.
I'm tracking that. Rage. Just because y'all won the Super Bowl again this year, you keep sitting on your high horse. Your damn owner about to go to jail.
So? My owner's not going to jail. So what? He wanted to dick rub. So what?
What's going to happen is Cleveland are going to bust your ass this year. Wow.
All right. Okay. There you go. See, that's what I'm talking about. See, that's wishful thinking right there. See?
They have a squad. But again.
So what? Okay, look. Yes, they have a squad. Yes, they have a squad. A squad that's good enough to get them to an AFC championship game until they meet my Patriots.
Okay. Again, the reason I want him gone at the NFC East is because he was a detriment to their team. I think Odell Beckham Jr. was holding back the Giants.
Y'all was saying the same thing last season. Y'all was saying the same thing last fucking season. Oh, you ain't gonna beat the Chargers. We beat the Chargers. You're not gonna beat Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Not only did we beat Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, we beat him on the road.
Hey, a coin flip decided that damn game.
I won.
It doesn't matter.
He was
Look, I don't like the overtime rules either. I don't like them either, okay, but it is what it is. We beat Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs on the road.
See, I never came with my conspiracy theory about
what really happened
in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
See, I did some research, and I blamed Will's team.
Did you?
Yep.
Okay.
I had to put two and two together about the Saints. Y'all motherfuckers.
And what are you going to say? If the Saints were playing in the Super Bowl, they beat the Patriots?
Nope. They put a voodoo curse on the damn Rams. You know I ain't fucking lying.
Oh, my goodness.
Am I lying, dude?
You never
I know one of y'all. Yeah, y'all do voodoo and shit down there.
Yes, they do.
And then all of a sudden, the Rams couldn't play no offense. I mean, you can't put it past it. You know what I'm saying? The damn Saints fans wanted to take that shit to the Supreme Court.
They have their torches and they throw chicken guts on the wall and they start speaking in tongues.
You don't think they went down to, you know, one of the people down the bayou? She came out, Calypso and shit.
Yup. Haiti lady.
They gave him a Todd Gurley jersey. It was over.
Some Haiti lady on the swamp.
I really think
Sean Payton was in that boat. Way in the bayou.
I really think you can. Brandon Cook's got a black cat. Because if you go back and you look at him, everywhere he's been, that Super Bowl loss that the Patriots had to the Eagles, he got knocked out the game. He dropped two touchdown passes in this Super Bowl. I really think there's a black cat hanging around that dude.
I'll say this, though. I like that we picked up Michael Bennett. I thought that was good.
Man. Michael Bennett talking too much track. I don't like Michael Bennett.
We also picked up we re-signed Philip Dorsett. I mean, we'll be fine. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
You can never sleep on Alabama. You can never sleep on one Thomas Edward Brady.
Okay, we picked up Landon Collins. You don't think he's a good? You know, he's made three. We picked up a Pro Bowl safety. That's all right. Keep on.
First of all, Landon Collins is a good box safety, but I don't see how you pay that secondary that much money because Josh Norman is still there.
No, I think they got rid of Josh Norman. Let me check my roster. I think Josh Norman gone,
I didn't see he was cut.
Then he might got.
It might be the plan to cut him, but I didn't see where he was cut.
Yeah, I think it was something about a trade or something, man. I mean, don't quote me on the rumor, man, but I heard something like they were supposed to be doing something with him.
Yeah. I'm just saying, man.
Well, that's all right, man. What's McCullough got one more year, and we get a new coach. There you go. Because I think that's the biggest problem we need.
What y'all always say about Tom. Oh, he's got one more year. He's got one more year. That dude's playing till he's 50.
Man, I can't wait to the day when y'all start losing, boy. We gonna get time stamp this. You'll be sitting here. All of a sudden, you're going to be a damn Jets fan. I'll call it now.
I will.
Because there was a time when the Patriots weren't winning nothing, okay?
Doom. He said Julian Edelman is the best wide receiver in football.
Man, you talking about Julian P.E.D. Edelman that got suspended for damn performance enhancing drugs in the season?
No way.
If he ain't on the Patriots, he ain't even in the league, man.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Once he goes to another team, he gonna be just like Wes Walker. He was playing one day, the next thing you know, man, he like scrubbing toilets. Is that Julian Edelman is straight garbage, dog? I can't believe they're talking about the Super Bowl. He's Hall of Fame worthy.
Yes, hell no. First ballot.
Is he?
First ballot.
Let me go to statistics or what is it?
Did you watch the same Super Bowl that I watched? Did you watch Super Bowl 51? Did you watch Super Bowl 53? Did you see the clutch throws
that fucking Edelman was making. Clutch.
Throws Michael he was Jordan making?
Clutch.
Let's see.
That receiving. Dude has got Jordan jeans.
Jordan jeans.
Man.
Off somebody.
I don't even see them.
Off somebody who's had 2,000 yard seasons in his career. He's had 2,000 yard seasons in his career and a total of 30 touchdowns. Okay, that's clutch. Okay.
No, yeah, three let's Super see. Bowl. Julian Edelman was 23rd.
Super Bowl rings and a Super Bowl MVP.
Super Bowl rings don't mean shit.
Yes, and oh, it means a hell of a lot.
Not for wide receivers, dog.
Okay, so you mean to tell? So we take your logic. If we take your logic, we're looking at some of the other receivers in the league who have rings, but that don't mean the Hall of Famers. So you mean to tell me John Taylor got rings? He a Hall of Famer?
Mm-hmm.
Who's John Taylor?
He don't even know.
Nope.
Who the hell is John Taylor?
I mean, he only got 30 touchdowns. I mean, hell, Mike Evans got, how many years he been in the damn league?
Mike Evans got more than that.
He got 40 touchdowns. Yeah, I don't even know how many he's been in the league.
I said it before, I'll say it again. Julian Edelman wasn't bitching and moaning. He wasn't bitching and moaning like the two wide receivers that y'all are claiming to be the best in the damn sport.
Who?
Antonio Brown and Odell Beckham Jr.
No, I think Julio Jones. I'm an old boy from by the stats I'm looking at, DeAndre Hopkins is a better receiver.
Told him.
Julio Jones is injury prone. So is Hopkins.
Oh, he played let's see how many games he played this year.
DeAndre Hopkins. And I'm gonna go back to my John Taylor argument. John Taylor has won 3 Super Bowl championships. He went to 2 Pro Bowls. He's part of the 1980 All-Decade team. The man has 347 receptions, 5,598 yards. He's got 43 touchdowns, more than Edelman.
Hold on.
More than Edelman.
Man, damn, Cole Beasley was a better receiver this year than damn Julian Edelman.
Try to tell people.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the stats this season.
Y'all are just haters.
Anyway, Doom, I know you want to talk about that Serge Ibaka fight.
Oh, you don't fuck with Serge. Oh my god.
I love
Serge Ibaka.
You still there, Doom? Doom?
If he ain't, I won't. Serge is a G. Serge G. You don't fuck with Serge, man. And he's holding him. Dude is holding him.
He got suspended.
Throw him to the ground. And what is you don't expect Serge Ibaka to get in your face.
The NBA.
He swung at dude.
The NBA The NBA has suspended Toronto Raptors center Serge Ibaka for 3 games for his role in a fight with Marquese Chriss of the Cleveland Cavaliers on Monday.
I'd give anything to have him in New York.
Ibaka will lose $448,276 in total salary, while Chriss will forfeit $22,111.
But he was holding him. He should get at least another game.
Doom, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back. I let the dog out.
You wanted to talk about the Serge Ibaka fight real quick?
Yeah. What was started? Did old boy do something?
He was holding him.
Yeah, he was holding him. I'm looking at the video now.
Marking him to the rape.
And there's also some other free agent signage we can talk about. The Baltimore Ravens signed Earl Thomas to a free agent contract. Mark Ingram also signed with the Baltimore Ravens as well.
Whoa.
That thing hurt the hell out of me. My boys lose them. Yeah, Latavius Murray signed with the Saints, but that's not the same.
That's a good signing for them. It's a good signing for Baltimore.
Good signing for Baltimore. The man can run the football.
Devontae Parker went to the Dolphins. Yo, this The rate is going to be something in a couple years.
This is a crazy offseason, yo. This is like an NBA offseason, yo.
And me and Doom, were talking offline, and I think the NFL season is going to make the comeback this year because you have so much movement. Cleveland's
dead weight's been cut.
Cleveland's going to be must see. The Raiders are going to be. The Raiders are going to be somewhat must see. Look down in
how about,
Philly. They're going to be
somewhat
must see.
I want to see the goddamn Browns on a Sunday night football game now. How about that's what I want to see?
Maybe.
You don't have to watch out for Jacksonville. They got Nick Foles.
You also have to watch out for Philly. They got DeSean Jackson and Malik Jackson from Jacksonville. So those boys look like they might be back in play. Dallas hadn't really done a whole hell of a lot of free agency. We'll see what they do. We'll see what some of these teams end up doing. Free agency has just begun. We're into the new league now. New league year, rather. So we'll see what those teams do. All right. Does anyone have anything else before we roll out for the night?
Just fuck James Dolan and sell the goddamn team. Sell the Knicks, sell the Rangers. Don't play with your stupid ass, shitty ass folk band.
That's all right.
Next week, I want to have your boys on with me next week, Rage.
March Madness is next week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Rage picked Gonzaga to win the whole thing.
Hell, but you're playing some good ball. But
Gonzaga, man, I'm all in on Gonzaga. Even though they lost the West Coast Conference Championship, mm-hmm. I still see them.
Yeah, hey, I catch all the guys later, man.
Seed. All right, man.
I see them as a number one seed still. Mm-hmm. I see the championship. Murphy's going to get him one. I think they're going to see Duke in a national championship game, probably. Mm-hmm. It depends on how Zion Williamson is.
Right.
But Gonzaga's going
to. I think that when you bring Zion back, Zion is a difference maker for Duke, and without him, they're just a contender. But Zion makes Duke special. So if Zion can come back healthy and full strength,
the problem with Duke, the problem that I have with Duke is that there are times when Duke has had like. I'm trying to put a name on it. Like, remember when they lost to, like, Mercer?
Their tournament history is not the best.
They have these strange losses. Like, they lose to, like, these mid-major schools throughout the tournament. And yes, that's what makes March Madness great. But it's like, when you have Duke will come in with all this expectation because that they're going to win the championship, and then they end up going down to like a mid-major team.
Yeah.
So I'm tentatively saying that they're going to get to the national championship game, but then again, I'm not sure because they have this trend of losing in like the second weekend of the tournament.
If you can keep them out of transition and force them to play more half court, that's probably going to be your best bet to beat them. so we shall see about that. Real quick, I just want to go over the other fine shows you can listen to right here on Rant Aaron Radio. Don't forget, we come back on the network with the crew from Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Philly Phil and Choppy, bringing you the best in the old school days of pro wrestling. Then we'll come back with this fine show, the Sports Report, back on this regular time, hopefully Mondays at 11 p.m. That's a new time for us, 11 p.m. Eastern, right after Raw, so remember that. On Tuesday night, we'll have episode 416 of the Shiny Wizards, and we'll have episode 586 of The Rant with AA and Tony C. They'll get you caught up on all the current wrestling action from WWE. AEW and other organizations. Also want to say next week I'm looking to have some of your Coron Rage to go over the next MMA event. You want to
play? Oh, yeah, yeah. I think you're going to be on the Fights of Life, right?
Well, they're going to come here.
With Mofo and Mofo and Gabe.
Yeah. They're gonna come here, so we go.
So yeah, the Fights of Life crew and Mofo and Gabe, they'll be on the sports report coming up. Also, you can also catch the new episode of The Word on Sunday. We took this week off, but we'll be back on. We'll be back this Sunday. We're going to talk about, we're definitely going to talk about the R. Kelly interview. We're going to talk about, Michael Jackson. We got to talk about. The Word, Sunday, 10 o'clock, Speakeasy Network.
And I'm going to tell everybody why Kelly Kelly is not a Hall of Famer. He is, I think it was Gabe.
Gabe didn't say that.
Who? I think it was Gabe that said.
Gabe said that Kelly Kelly is a Hall of Famer.
Yes. He wants to debate me on that fact. Go back and look at the podcast. Oh my! Chat. I think it was Gabe. God. I think it was Gabe.
Get the fuck out of here!
I think it was Gabe.
Kelly Kelly would be in the. Oh my! If Kelly Kelly just did porn, she'd be great at porn. She'd be in the Hall of Fame of porn. I mean, she got a nice ass on her and everything, but she sucked as a wrestler. I can recall when I was in high school talking wrestling, nobody thought Kelly Kelly was a good wrestler.
Nope.
She's like Eva Marie.
And here's my issue. It depends on what you look at. Are you looking at the entertainment of the person, or are you looking at the wrestling? And see, he's been watching what?
Here's what he's been watching. Remember when ECW when they decided to have like stripper poles, mm-hmm. and then that one night when they had like strip poker. That's what he looking at.
I just think Victoria would have been better in this. I know she's still, mm-hmm. this is her last leg of wrestling. She's in her last year of wrestling. She's retiring next year. She's held both titles in WWE and TNA. I think she's more of a staple from the wrestling side of it. Now, if you want to say, because the only thing I ever seen Tori Wilson do are the risque and the lesbo scenes. I don't think.
Oh yeah.
I don't think. And if you want to take it and see, according to him, WCW don't count, because according to him, it's just this what you did in WWE that counts. It's not what you did in any other organization that counts. So he's telling me that
I would disagree with that.
WWE Tori Wilson is a Hall of Famer. Even if you want to stretch it and put WCW Tori Wilson in it, I can't do it though.
Exactly.
I can't do it.
I would disagree with that logic that it depends, like it all matters on what you did in the WWE. Because if that's the case, then Sting shouldn't be a Hall of Famer. Goldberg shouldn't be a Hall of Famer.
I believe it's what you do as a whole. If that's the case, Coco Beware shouldn't be in at all.
How about Caitlyn? Caitlyn deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
I don't know, because you can look at her career too, and you can say her career was too short.
It was too short. I would agree, but I think she, in her time, I think she was great.
She was a title holder. At least she has that. I know Tori Wilson competed for it, but I don't think she ever won it. So
like I said, I oppose to DX getting into this Hall. I oppose to it because they're only trying. This is their half-ass. This is their half-ass low-cut way of trying to justify them putting China in. This is how they're gonna get China in, and I absolutely disagree with it. She deserves to have her single. She deserves to be in there solo because of her contributions to women's wrestling.
I agree.
She is a pioneer of women's wrestling.
I agree. But hey, you gotta take it where you can get it. At this point, you gotta take it where you can get it. Same thing. If you put the Hart Foundation in and Owen Hart, as long as he's in, he's in. That's all that matters. You gotta take it where you can get it. Dave Meltzer went on and said Stevie Ray wasn't a Hall of Fame. It's not Hall of Fame material. But go back and look what Stevie Ray did in WCW. Harlem Heat changed the game in tag team wrestling. So I disagree with Dave Meltzer.
I agree. I got a problem with two-time Hall of Famers, like multiple-time Hall of Famers. It's a double-edged sword. Well, why they do it, but then at the same time, I don't agree.
Well, in some cases, it's deserved, because in Booker T's case, it's deserved. Booker T was a champ everywhere he went. So he was a champ in WCW. He was a champ in WWE. He was a champ both ways. He made his mark both ways. So you put him in for his WWE stuff.
You can see that.
But then you also have to remember that Harlem Heat team was very, very, very good. And I wish we could have seen them in WWE together back in the day. So
I could agree with that.
Oh, all right, everyone. It's been a very good show. I want to thank Gene for being here. I want to thank Dr. Doom for being here. I want to thank Rage for being here. And Rage wanted to be on the other night. So I want to thank you for being here. And thank you to everybody.
No problem.
And everybody out in the rant EM land. Don't forget, next week we're going to have Boy from the Fights of Life. We're going to be here next week. Gabe and Muffle will be here to go over the next MMA event. I'm going to let those guys do their thing, break it down for you so you have a good idea of what's going down. If there is nothing else, I want to thank everybody for being here tonight. Tune in next week. Call in 706-993-4606. Let's have some fun. All right, everyone. I'll talk to you next week. Take care.
Peace.